When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
What if I told you the golden calf Israel worshipped in the wilderness is still being worshipped today? Truly, as the scripture says, there is nothing new under the sun, and the devil is still using the same old dirty tricks to deceive the sons of God. To go into detail, I will take you back to 1491 BC, when Moses went up the mountain to commune with the one true God on Mount Sinai. In this theophany, where God is so close to Moses and the Israelites still found a way to worship a false god, Mammon, the god of money, who isn't there despite the creator of the universe dwelling right above them in the Shekinah. A great sin which, as we will see, has been repeated over and over again throughout history, even in the Christendom, where the sin is that you offer money so that way God will bless you. Just as in the beginning when the golden calf is repeated early on in the New Testament, where Simon the magician offered money to receive the miracle-working power of God. That fool thinks he can buy over the God of the universe with some gold in his pocket when God has planets made of diamonds he fashioned from nothing but his words. As if a little bit of measly gold would persuade God. He speaks, then it is so. Yahweh does. Seriously, we cannot be this foolish. We are committing the same sin over and over again, from pagans to priests, and we have all strayed in some way because of the love of money. For example, before the Reformation and the Council of Trent, the Catholic Church was selling indulgences for favor from God. There are some horrible stories. I suggest you look it up in early church history. Just look it up around the time of the Reformation. You'll be pleasantly surprised with some of the horrors. But as we can see, this continuous human sin of give some money and God will bless you has been made manifest, not only in the Catholic Church, but as we will see, in the Protestant churches as well. Currently, because of the love of money, certain pastors in Protestant churches have preached a false gospel called the prosperity gospel, where they rob the needy to fill their greedy pockets. They have taken their position of power as fake shepherds and told their flocks, "Give your last dollar to me so God will bless you." But woe to them, for they will receive the reward in full when they meet the just and powerful God who they have profaned among the nations. As you can see by my ample examples of the sin of the golden calf, we have committed the same sin against God over and over again as Christians. And nowhere is the sin of the golden calf greater than the pagan place where the world's rich worship their god money than at Wall Street. The sin of give your money to make some more money to satisfy the never-ending greed and insatiable appetite of people who have lacked nothing and been found wanting. There's a quote I like from Bob Marley. He probably wasn't a Christian, but I think it's still wise and can be taken and listened to and heeded very carefully. His quote goes and says, "Money is numbers, and numbers never end. If it takes money to be happy, your search for happiness will also never end." I think this simple quote explains much of the folly of the love of money in mankind's heart today and in the past, and why money shouldn't be our goal in life, but rather the servant's obedience to Christ and what he commands should be. At the end of the day, we need money to survive in this world. As scripture says, if anyone has the world's good and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? 1 John 3:17. This simply shows we cannot ignore the poor and needy because Christ commands us to. But not only in 1 John, but also in places like Matthew 25 and James 4:17. Which literally says, "So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin." So I encourage you, if you have money and you see someone on the street without a shirt, give them a shirt. If they need a drink, give them a drink. If they need food, give them food. Because in doing so, you glorify Christ and help soften other sinners' hearts in the process. I will leave you off in the scripture, Matthew 25:37-46. It says, "Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when do we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When do we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me also." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick, and I was in prison, and you did not look after me." They also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger needing clothes, or sick or in prison, and did not help you?" He will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me also." Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. I hope you really enjoyed this podcast episode where I talk about something that's on my heart. I'd really appreciate it if you followed the podcast and join me on next week's episodes, where we host an episode every Friday at noon, 12 o'clock Central Time. So please follow us. We have clothing stuff in the description where our clothing website is. So thank you and have a blessed day, everybody.